On air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform has accused Donegal Deputy Piers Doherty of being duplicitous. Gas prices in Ireland are expected to further increase due to tensions between Russia and Ukraine. Investigations are continuing into the hospitalisation of a man following a serious assault in the Lower Main Street area of Letterkenny in the early hours of Sunday morning. And Donegal County Council is to look at establishing a helpline for people whose homes are affected by mica. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Kenny Harkin. First in news, the Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform has accused Donegal Deputy Piers Doherty of being duplicitous. There were heated exchanges in the Dáil this afternoon after the Sinn Féin finance spokesperson once again called on the government to tackle the rising cost of living by introducing additional measures. Deputy Doherty told the government that talk is cheap.
The government needs to get a reality check. You need to wake up and you need to understand where ordinary people are at. Because you're living in dreamland. If you think that people can hang on and wait until next October until you announce next year's budget, families and children need a far better intervention from government to bring down the cost of living. And they need that right here, right now. So I'm asking you, are you going to leave them in the lurch, or are you going to do, as Sinn Féin has asked them, an act to support those families, to support those children who so many organisations are saying are being left behind as a result of your policies? The people I speak to talk to me, if they live in this city, they say that they can't afford €2,000 rents, and they can't understand why you and your government continue to vote against rent freezes. They continue to ask me why they won't support our policy that would put a month's rent back into renters' pockets. The people I talk to talk about the fact that childcare is a second mortgage for many families and that there is a way to cut the cost of childcare. It falls in deaf ears. The people I talk to say that the social welfare package that you introduced in last year's budget doesn't even keep it up in line with inflation. What people want is real action right here, right now. And there's a suite of proposals that we put forward. Suite of proposals that could help people in terms of cost of living, direct cash payments. You refuse to do it. Ban rent increases and put money back into renters' pocket. You refuse to do it. Cut childcare costs. You refuse to do it. But yet, when it comes to last week's vote, no tax for vulture funds that are making millions of euro on charging the highest rents in the state. That is the ordinary people that you're on the side of, Minister. Because talk is cheap. Talk is cheap. But when it comes to action, you're failing to deliver for these families.
Well, Minister Michael McGrath hit back at Deputy Doherty.
We do understand where people are at. And you're right. Talk is cheap. You talk about fuel poverty. You introduced an alternative budget last October. You didn't increase the fuel allowance by 1 cent. Now, that is the truth, Deputy. You did that last year, October. You published your budget proposals, not a single cent of an increase in the fuel allowance. This government increased it by €5 on budget night in an unprecedented measure because we recognise the genuine difficulties that people are facing. And you talk about the carbon tax. You're being duplicitous in relation to the carbon tax. Highly disingenuous. You give people the impression Sinn Féin is against the carbon tax. The only thing you're against in relation to the carbon tax is the next increase, whenever that is going to be, because you never propose to unwind the carbon tax or abolish the carbon tax. So tell people the truth. You are in favour of the carbon tax. You're only ever against the next increase. And that is typical of the cynical politics that you are pursuing in relation to
prices
and
families.
And perhaps you might tell the people
that gas prices,
it's where the €412 million that is ring fenced this year for fuel poverty measures, for retrofitting, for agri-environmental schemes from carbon tax receipts will come from if it's not there.
Gas prices in Ireland will likely further increase due to tensions between Russia and Ukraine. The Taoiseach has said the suspension of the planned Nord Stream 2 pipeline between Germany and Russia will increase inflation on fuel prices. Micheál Martin met Chancellor Olaf Scholz earlier to discuss the economic sanctions being finalised today by the EU. Speaking afterwards, he warned that the impact of the events in Ukraine will be felt in Ireland and across Europe.
The crisis will have a negative impact on oil prices. There's a number of factors that have come into play here. Obviously, the geopolitical crisis is one. All the economies simultaneously rebounding from COVID is another. So there's been high demand all over the world in respect of energy. So you combine it all we're in a very serious situation, which could get worse now.
Investigations are continuing into the hospitalisation of a man following a serious assault in the Lower Main Street area of Letterkenny in the early hours of Sunday morning. Gardaí say they are keen to trace a dark-coloured saloon car which was observed in the area at the time. Greg Hughes has more.
Gardaí say the incident happened at approximately 2:18 on Sunday morning. The injured man was assaulted on the left side of Lower Main Street as you head towards Old Town Road. He was subsequently hospitalised for treatment. His injuries are not believed to be life-threatening. Gardaí say they're investigating all of the circumstances surrounding the incident and CCTV is being examined from various premises. They are appealing to anyone who may have observed the assault to contact Gardaí. Gardaí are asking taxi drivers and others who may have dash cam footage from the area to make it available to them, and in particular they say they're interested in hearing about any sightings or dashcam footage of an Irish registration dark-coloured saloon-style car that was at the location at the time of the incident. Gardaí in Letterkenny may be contacted on 074 9167 100.
The Taoiseach says it's still strongly advised that anyone who tests positive for COVID should self-isolate for 7 days. The government is relaxing the rules for close contacts and scaling down testing from next Monday. The legal requirement to wear a mask in shops, schools and on public transport will also be dropped. The UK is scrapping the laws for people to isolate if they test positive for COVID later this week. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar says although it's not a legal requirement in Ireland, it will still be strongly advised.
It is and has always been strongly advised that anyone who tests positive for COVID should isolate, should stay in their room for 7 days and not cease to isolate until the symptoms have resolved, and even after that to wear a mask for 3 days, and that doesn't change. That advice is one of the things that's staying in place.
It comes as 7,354 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported today. There are 3,294 PCR confirmed cases, while 4,060 people registered a positive antigen test through the HSE portal. 608 patients are in hospital, which is a drop of 26 on yesterday's figure. 54 in ICU, which is an increase of 1. 3 cars have been stolen from a commercial garage in Ballyrea in Letterkenny during an overnight break-in. The doors to the garage were forced open between 8 o'clock last night and 2 o'clock this morning. One of the stolen vehicles was later found crashed across the border. Garda Grainne Doherty is appealing to anyone with information to come forward.
This happened between 8 p.m. yesterday evening, Monday, February 21st, and the early hours of this morning, 2 a.m. So this happened at a garage just on the middle road there at Ballyrea, Letterkenny. The steel doors to the garage were forced open. Now, a number of vehicles were stolen. 3 vehicles, actually. A silver Volkswagen Passat. The registration number of that vehicle is 151DL4501. A red Toyota Auris, registration number 10DL16255. And a blue Ford Fiesta, reg number 10DL16254. The blue Fiesta has since been recovered across the border. It was crashed. So a number of sets of car keys were also stolen from the property during the course of this burglary. So we're appealing to anybody who was in that area, may have observed any suspicious activity, to contact us. Anybody who may have observed any of these 3 vehicles on the road, you know, between those hours. Any motorists who were in that area and just within the general Letterkenny area who had a dash cam, you know, if they could make the footage available to Gardaí in Letterkenny, and we can go through the footage ourselves then.
Meanwhile, Gardaí are appealing for information in relation to the theft of a 10-foot Hudson Builders trailer that was stolen from a house in Cheshire Park, Castlefin, on Thursday last. Garda Grainne Doherty says they have CCTV footage but are appealing for more help.
The theft of this trailer happened on Thursday, the 17th of February. This happened during daytime hours, you know, between approximately 1:05 p.m. to 1:15 p.m. So the CCTV of the theft, and there's quite clear CCTV there, you know, would show a grey people carrier, perhaps a Volkswagen Charan. It's partial registration number UAG. This vehicle reversed into the driveway of the house. 2 men with their hoods up exit the vehicle, and they attach the trailer up to the car. The driver didn't exit the vehicle at all. They then leave the property with the stolen trailer. So our appeal is to anybody who was in the Castlefin or surrounding areas on that date. They may have seen this vehicle with or without the trailer attached, or believe they may have captured it again on dash cam footage. We ask them to contact us in Letterkenny on 074 9167 100.
Donegal County Council is to look at establishing a helpline for people whose homes are affected by mica, as well as advice centres in three of the county's five municipal districts. An emergency motion signed by a representative cross-party group of 12 members was moved at yesterday's reconvened council meeting by Councillor Gary Doherty. He says the damage caused by Storm Franklin at the weekend shows the perilous condition in which many people are living.
There's a distinct lack of communication between mica homeowners and Donegal County Council, and indeed the Department of Housing, who are facilitating the redress scheme. We need to see a system in place where homeowners can get all the questions that they have answered. Part of that could be a dedicated, established mica helpline where mica homeowners can call a direct line to the council and have their questions answered there and then. And secondly, mica clinics to be established in the three MDs which are most badly affected by mica, Inishowen, Letterkenny and Leopardstown Order.
The Children's Rights Alliance has warned that immediate action is needed to tackle family homelessness. The group has today published its report card awarding the government an E grade over child homelessness. Latest figures from the Department of Housing show that in the Northwest, 7 families were homeless in December, 10 of them children. Saoirse Brady is head of legal policy and public affairs with the Children's Rights Alliance. She says the government knows what to do and that they must do it now.
Every year the Children's Rights Alliance publishes a report card where we grade government on its own commitments that it's made to children and young people in its programme for government. So we look at what those promises are. We chose 16. They're in the areas of education, health, housing and online safety, for example. What we find is really mixed results. There's some areas where government are doing really well and then there's others where they've fallen down. So, for example, in homelessness and mental health, this year they got an E in both of those sections. They do need to do more. There's more progress that needs to be seen. We look at what happened last year, so 2021. We looked at that. We gathered the most up-to-date and accurate information that we could. And then we have an independent panel of experts led by Children's Rights Champion Catherine McGuinness, who grades the government on its performance during the year. And they're the ones that come up with the grades. In terms of homelessness, they got an E, mostly because during the pandemic, we saw what could happen. We saw what positive measures could be put in place to keep children and families in their homes and not end up in emergency accommodation. Yet we saw those measures reversed with the reopening of society last April. So those measures included rent freezes and a ban on evictions. And that had a really positive impact for children and young people who usually might fall into homelessness, yet they were able to stay in their homes. And so we would say that the government knows what measures work. We saw an extra 100 families go into emergency accommodation last year, by the end of last year. And that's just not good enough. We need to see them take immediate action to address this huge crisis.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to kick off your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and the draw for the Intermediate Cup quarter-finals were made today. And Bonagie United and Coghill Celtic have both been handed tricky away draws in this season's quarter-finals. Bonagie, they must travel to Cork for a tie with Rockmount AFC, while Coghill, they're in Dublin once again to play Bluebell United. The ties are to be played on the weekend of the 19th and 20th of March. The Republic of Ireland manager Stephen Kenny made today's draw. Both teams, though, if they can proceed through the quarterfinals, they would have home advantage in the semi-finals if they advance. The full draw sees Maynooth University Town up against Malahide United or Carrigaline United. Bluebell United play Coghill Celtic. St Francis play Kilester Donnycarney. And Rockmount, they play Bonagie United. Elsewhere, the Republic of Ireland have secured a third place finish at the Pinatar Cup. Denise O'Sullivan scored the only goal of the game in the 25th minute as Vera Pau's side defeated Wales 1-0 in Spain. Ireland resumed their World Cup qualifying campaign away to Sweden on April the 12th. Amber Barrett and Kira Grant were part of the Irish squad for that Pinatar Cup. On the pitch tonight, the Champions League holders Chelsea are likely to be without Mason Mount for the last 16 first leg tie against Lille. The England midfielder is still recovering from an ankle injury sustained at the Club World Cup. French champions Lille have struggled domestically this season and sit in the bottom half of the table ahead of their game at Stamford Bridge. But Chelsea boss Thomas Tuchel says they remain a dangerous opponent.
always a threat on counter-attacks, very disciplined against the ball, and they have the chance that they have the chance to play this game as underdogs and in a mentality where they have nothing to lose, and they will take it from there. So we respect the game, we respect this opponent, we will prepare our team like we always do, and then hopefully find ourselves the best performance.
Kick-off tonight, and that one is at 8 o'clock, while Villarreal, they host Juventus at the same time. And Europeans football governing body is facing pressure to move this season's final from St. Petersburg. UEFA said it currently has no plans to switch the showpiece despite the threat of war between Moscow and Ukraine. They added that they will be constantly and closely monitoring the situation. Meanwhile, Tottenham boss Antonio Conte says Harry Kane will be fit to start against Burnley in the Premier League tomorrow. The England captain suffered a knock in his back in Spurs' win at Manchester City at the weekend, but Conte says Kane has shaken off the issue and is ready to play. On the pitch tonight in the Championship, there's five games down for decision. Bristol City play Coventry, Hull City they play bottom club Barnsley, Middlesbrough host West Bromwich Albion, Preston play Nottingham Forest, and Reading play Birmingham City. In cricket, Ireland have qualified for this year's T20 Cricket World Cup. Andrew Balbirnie's side booked their spot at the finals in Australia with a 56-run victory over Oman at the qualifying tournament in the United Arab Emirates. Gareth Delaney scored 47 from 32 balls to help the boys in green post a total of 165 before bowling their opponents out with 9 balls to spare. In rugby, Leinster and Munster have agreed to switch the dates of their inter-pro meetings in the URC later this season. Thomond Park has been set to host the derby between the sides on the weekend of May the 22nd, but a move was required due to an Ed Sheeran concert at the Limerick venue on May the 5th. Munster say it's unlikely the pitch would be sufficiently recovered in 2 weeks following the gig. Leinster will now go to Thomond Park on the 2nd of April, with Munster travelling to Aviva Stadium on the last weekend of the regular season. And Ireland, they'll be without prop Tom O'Toole for this weekend's Six Nations match against Italy. The 23-year-old suffered a hamstring strain during Ulster's United Rugby Championship win over the Dragons. Head coach Andy Farrell has chosen not to call up a replacement ahead of Sunday's clash at the Aviva Stadium. In boxing, Kelly Harrington has made a winning start to the ring, return to the ring in her first bout since the Olympics. The lightweight gold medal winner has registered a unanimous points victory over Sweden's Agnes Alexson at the Stranja tournament in Bulgaria. Keelan Cassidy lost out to Finland's Nikita Nystad in the second round of the men's lightweight division. And Dillian White has signed a contract to set up an all-British boxing showdown with Tyson Fury. They're expected to meet in April for a WBC World Heavyweight title fight. Fury's been champion since taking the belt from Deontay Wilder in 2020. In local boxing, there's four Northwest Zones finals taking place tonight at the Oakleaf Club Rooms in Derry. There's four Donegal boxers in action: Rafoe's Riley Doherty and Aaron McDade, Kieran Dunne's Kieran Cunningham, and Oakleaf's Sean DeVine. And finally, this evening in athletics, the European Masters Championships are taking place in Braga and Portugal. There's 9 Donegal athletes competing. Today, Catherine McDevitt of Letterkenny AC takes part in the 60 metres over women's over 40s. That event continues all week. It's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, plans to ban cheap alcohol in the north have been welcomed by Alcohol Action Ireland. Health Minister Robin Swan launched a public consultation on the issue today. He wants to follow in the footsteps of the Republic, where the measure is already in place. Una McKinney from Alcohol Action Ireland says this will stop people travelling to the north to bulk buy.
It was always the intention that minimum unit pricing would be endeavoured as an island-wide engagement, and so this is really good news. And what it will do is essentially we'll kind of restore the equilibrium on alcohol price differential north and south.
The northwest and west has been hit by the strongest rent inflation in 15 years. Average rents in the region increased by almost 20% year on year. Donegal experienced one of the highest increases, with average rents jumping by an unprecedented 24.3%. In early December, Daft.ie listed just 63 homes to rent in Donegal, Cavan and Monaghan. However, inside Airbnb figures for the same period show 1,267 entire properties to rent in Donegal. Thresholds went Western Regional Services Manager Karina Timothy says the high rent increases combined with fewer choices of accommodation is concerning.
I think people often think of the housing crisis as being an issue that only affects kind of the larger urban areas, but that's definitely not the case. The West and the Northwest had the largest increase in the country between quarter four 2021 and quarter four 2020. So it's a huge problem in the North and Northwest, and there is no available accommodation, and that's putting pressure on the market.
And unfortunately, we can't see any end to this at the moment, but what can be done to help these crippling rents?
Well, the first thing what I'd say is that any tenant who's living in the Northwest, if they receive a rent review, a notice of rent increase from the landlords, the first thing they should do is try and contact Threshold. We'll make sure that it's valid. The law is very prescriptive on how a rent review can be served, so just because you receive a rent review does not necessarily mean that that is valid. Contact Threshold for advice. But the only thing that's really going to change things here on the broader spectrum is more supply, more houses available to rent, more social housing available on the ground. But as you say, that's a while off yet.
And indeed, the government itself does have a hand to play in this.
Yes, they do. They do. Now, the Housing for All policy, which came out there at the end of last year, is addressing it. You know, there's a huge investment in the area. There's a huge investment in social housing and in affordable housing. But, you know, that is going to take time to come on stream. In the meantime, we would ask that the rent pressure zone legislation, which doesn't apply to anywhere in the Northwest, with the small exception of a small area in Sligo, we would ask that the rent pressure zone legislation be extended to these areas so that rent increases are limited to an affordable rent for tenants.
Weather now, mostly dry with long clear spells early on tonight, but cloud will start to build from the west later with lowest temperatures of 2 to 4 degrees with a touch of frost possible. And the closing headlines, the Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform has accused Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty of being duplicitous. There were heated exchanges in the Dáil this afternoon after the Sinn Féin finance spokesperson once again called on the government to tackle the rising costs of living by introducing additional measures. Investigations are continuing into the hospitalisation of a man following a serious assault in the Lower Main Street area of Letterkenny in the early hours of Sunday morning. Gardaí say they are keen to trace a dark-coloured saloon car which was observed in the area at the time. Meanwhile, three cars have been stolen from a commercial garage in Ballyree in Letterkenny during an overnight break-in. One of the stolen vehicles was later found crashed across the border. And Donegal County Council is to look at establishing a helpline for people whose homes are affected by mica, as well as advice centres in three of the county's five municipal districts. An emergency motion signed by a representative cross-party group of 12 members was moved at yesterday's reconvened council meeting by Councillor Gary Doherty. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, February the 22nd. The death has occurred of James Ray Sleevebuck Rafoe. James is reposing at his late residence, which is private to family and friends, please. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:30, going to Rafoe Presbyterian Church for 2:00 funeral service, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. House private, please, before the funeral tomorrow. And the death has taken place of Declan Shields, the Court, High Park, Dublin 9, and formerly of Rock Hill, Portnabla, Dunfanaghy. His remains are reposing at the home of his parents, James and Grania Shields, Rock Hill, until 10:00 this evening, and again tomorrow from 12 noon until 10:00. House private to family and neighbours only, please. Funeral Mass in Holy Cross Church, Dunfanaghy, on Thursday morning at 11:00, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Mass can be viewed live on mcmmedia.tv. Family flowers only, please. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.